Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, we're going to repeat this news. Many of you were probably still at work or doing something else when it broke about an hour ago, but Kansas City's municipal prosecutor has charged Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca today with violating an order of protection granted to his wife late last week. Abarca's wife, Alexis, requesting the protection order on Friday, and the court issued the order the same day, giving Garcia full custody of the couple's two-year-old son, Luca, prohibiting Abarca from even contacting his wife. He has gone missing, for lack of a better term.
Now we know that he is okay because he's been on Zoom and been attending some legislative meetings. He's not missing in the sense that he's missing from city business.
It's just that nobody knows where he is.
He's missing in a domestic situation that has clearly gotten messy and needs attention.
Very, very messy. And you know, and I was telling Dana off the air, right before we came back, short of a really good explanation as to why he took off and, you know, a missing persons report was filed with the Shawnee Police Department because that's where he was last seen.
It's on the KBI website.
He's on the KBI website right now. Short of a really, really strong, credible explanation as to why he took off with his son and didn't let people know where he is. And the Shawnee Police Department really would like to talk to him to make sure everything's okay with everybody. He's in trouble. And this is a guy who, I would argue, had a very promising political future in Jackson County.
Wait, and might still. He is not a stupid man. What I don't understand, even with a personal domestic situation, if a judge orders a child to go with parent A or parent B, anyone who defies that order is technically not only in violation of that order, you could be charged with parental kidnapping. Like, I'm not saying this is going to rise to that level, but we have certainly seen cases where it has. He might be the best dad in the world, but a judge has said,
give the kid back to
give
mom.
Give the kid to mom. And then when you don't, things get very messy legally very quickly.
Well, and you know, I'm no lawyer, but if he doesn't surface soon, and, you know, he is okay. He, as Dana mentioned, appeared at a meeting. Was it Monday, Sam, or Tuesday?
It was Monday.
Monday.
Via Zoom.
At
he's
a Jackson.
He's also been tweeting the whole time.
Yeah, so he's active. He's even responded to media inquiries, but won't tell anybody where he is. If he doesn't surface soon with this child, I could see a scenario where they charge him with kidnapping. And then he's in big trouble. And back to my point, I mean, this is a guy when you know, he's always been at loggerheads with Frank White, the Jackson County executive. And when we had Manny Abarca on the last time we interviewed him, I asked him if he was thinking about running for county executive. And he dodged that question, which tells me the answer is really probably yes. This is a man who had political aspirations, and yet, where is he? And now he's been charged. And he could get charged with more. If you're an artist or a small business owner who's always wanted to operate a brick-and-mortar storefront but just couldn't afford it, the city of Kansas City, Missouri may have a World Cup opportunity for you. The city is willing to foot some and even up to $25,000 a year of one's rent to fill up empty, underutilized storefronts in Kansas City ahead of the World Cup. Hmm. They don't want the city to look empty.
We have another update, sorry.
Okay, what?
KCTV 5 News just now, 525, so a minute ago, Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca arrested and released on domestic battery charges in Johnson County on Wednesday.
My goodness.
It's getting worse by the minute for
Where is the child?
It does not say. Abarca was arrested on charges of domestic battery with no prior, taken into custody in the Johnson County Sheriff's Office at 1:40 p.m., released on bond at 3:22, a $1,500 bond. The misdemeanor charge and arrest came just days after his wife reported him and his son missing to Shawnee, Kansas. Again, the story from KCTV 5. And then it just summarizes the rest of the details that we've already talked about.
Oh, man.
Dane asked a great question. Where is the kid?
Whoa. Sorry.
No, it's just getting worse. So now he faces charges in Johnson County and in Jackson County. All right, back to the story about the storefronts. On Tuesday, knowing that the arrival of the World Cup and its hundreds of thousands of fans in Kansas City is 1 year away, the City Council's Finance and Public Safety Committee passed a resolution to put $1.4 million to a small business storefront vacancy program. The goals of the program, which is proposed to be open to applicants from across the United States, are twofold. First, to fill up as many as 30 or more empty storefronts and 6 art studios, whose darkened doors and windows currently cast a pall on the cityscape.
We're fake opening things to make it look like things are open?
Well, we're going to clean up the highways to make it look like the city didn't look like a junkyard for a while.
Huh.
I need not remind you that when the Major League Baseball All-Star Game came to town many years ago, then Mayor Sly James commissioned for a bunch of empty, worn-down homes to be torn down.
Yeah.
What does it say about the business landscape in Kansas City that there are so many empty storefronts that we're even considering this proposal?
I think what it says is that because of a number of reasons, and I don't think Kansas City has the market cornered on this problem, because of COVID and because of online shopping, many storefronts are just closing. And quite frankly, I mean, look at the plaza. We talked about the plaza last week, how a third of the businesses on the plaza, let me rephrase that, storefronts on the plaza do not have a business in it. In some locations of this city, the plaza, for example, the rent is just too damn high.
And by the way, if you're going to be paying the rent for those storefronts on the plaza for a month, that is a pretty penny for a city that is already, what is it, $20 million in the red?
Yeah.
Just from lawsuits alone?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of lawsuits against the city.
We'll get to that before the end of the show. I promise you that. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. The city is willing to pay $1.4 million... apparently, to help you rent empty storefronts in Kansas City, Missouri before the World Cup comes to town.
Could anyone rent it? Like you and I could rent it and say we're selling chips?
We can apply.
We could be importer-exporters.
They're trying to fill 30 or more empty storefronts and 6 art studios.
How long do you need to keep the space?
I don't know. That's a great question. I mean, can I rent from now until the World Cup and then move out when the World Cup leaves?
Are you going to assist in the cost of moving my business into your space? Because that is not a cheap endeavor.
Yeah, but if you have a home-based business, what a great opportunity if you've been thinking about expanding. What a great opportunity to expand.
Is it? And I'm curious, is it limited? And the story here from the Star doesn't get into all the details, but is it limited to certain districts of the city? Areas like the plaza, or downtown, or midtown. 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.